Edition of what I call American Exposé. I'm Chris Gerner. It's the 31st of August, 2005. The front page of the newspaper in every country, every city in the country is loaded with Katrina swamps the Gulf. The Weather Channel is on in front of me with the sound off, monitoring what they're doing there. The price of gas increasing on a momentary basis. And yet we see U.S. Defense Secretary Cohen expresses concern about eco-terrorism using scalar electromagnetic weapons. Quote, listen to this, listeners, others, meaning terrorists, are engaging in even an eco-type terrorism whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. So there are plenty of ingenious minds out there that are at work finding ways in which they can wreak terror upon other nations. It's real, and that's the reason why we have to intensify our counterterrorism efforts, end quote. That is Secretary of Defense William Cohen in April 1997 at the counterterrorism conference sponsored by the former Senator Sam Nunn. Listeners, the beat goes on, people. The mess is in place. We're being maneuvered and manipulated on a daily basis. It emanates, more than likely, from the Security Council of the UN system. As I was covering information last night regarding... Oh, boy. Well, the Security Council and non-governmental organization participation in implementation of sustainable development. That's what I was dealing with last night. And all of a sudden, I got a little bug on my computer, and I could not get to the NGOs connected to the Security Council of the United Nations system. But I was covering it last night. So, weather engineering people, according to, apparently, this is Tom Bearden, focus the interference zone on the other side of the Earth, beam right through the Earth and ocean to a given desired area in the atmosphere. Bias your transmitters positively. Well, let's go to this. On July 4th, 1976, the KGB began its massive and continuing weather engineering over North America. It continues to this day. So the anomalous weather everyone is worrying about is going to stay anomalous. In fact, it's going to get a bit worse. There's a whole war going on out there. It might surprise you that the electromagnetics actually has nothing at all to say about the form of its EM entities in space where there is no mass. And I'm just extracting excerpts from Tom Bearden's information, apparently, here. And I'll firm it up as the commercial pause comes upon us. Maxwell assumed material ether and all its EM entities are mass-containing. The force fields are rigorously defined only in the presence of mass and only as the interaction of the space-time disturbance with an intercepting charged mass. So Maxwell's EM still, electromagnetic, once again, still contains a material ether through the Michelson-Morley experiments destroyed a material space medium in the 1980s. We'll be back. Stay with us. Paul will be mixing it up today with the music listeners as we continue to do the best we can to get you informed about the big picture in place. Hansa cannot be with us this week, and he's really not up to speed on weather modification, and but he certainly is up to speed on where he comes from and what he talks about. So he'll be with us back next Wednesday, more than likely. Hansa Molina, anticommunistanalyst.com is the website. So today we'll intermingle with your phone calls and the information. Dennis the Menace on the rampage once again. Glad to see him there today. And certainly the call-in number, 800-313-9443. Russian diplomats assist Russians in hurricane zone from Novosti listeners. Dated August 31st, officials from the Russian Consulate General in Houston, Texas, are providing assistance to Russians in the zone affected by Hurricane Katrina. A Russian foreign ministry official said Wednesday, I see. Quote, diplomats from the Consulate General are providing assistance to Russian citizens as they search for their relatives and friends and are establishing contacts with local rescue services and humanitarian aid agencies, end quote. The Russian diplomat said, quote, the Consulate General officials provide practical consulate services, including providing new ID papers and other forms of assistance, end quote. According to the diplomat, the consulate is maintaining contacts with federal and regional emergency centers, with the U.S. Department of State's Bureau of Consular Affairs, and a regional Red Cross offices to locate people based on individual requests. This is a monumental situation that we're under today. They're already promoting it, and I said this yesterday, as our tsunami. Where is the money going to come from to fix this mess? And is this going to help to bankrupt local governments? Absolutely. We are in the middle of it. Gas is going to go and hit $3 a gallon very, very shortly. So we see all this going on, listeners, and a plethora of information. Dennis the Menace on a rampage today, and then my research connecting these dots. Do we have Mike in Arizona? Is that who it is? Hello, Mike.
Yes, hello, Chris.
Yes, sir.
Say, kind of not about the weather modification, but about this Hurricane Katrina, I got a couple of questions. Kind of interesting that you just mentioned about Russia helping Russian citizens. But my big question is, you know, we always hear about this global community and this tsunami and everything. My big question is, if we're supposed to be all this big global community, how many rescue teams have been sent from Africa or Europe or Thailand or Indonesia to help out searching for these people?
I don't think they have the funds to help us. I think these other countries are decimated, and this is why we're raping their natural areas of their wealth. And
well,
I think this is the problem. I don't think these other countries have any money to send help over here or the manpower to send help over here. I don't even think they have an airplane to send people over here, to be honest with you.
Well, it's odd. You know, you got the African dictators. They got plenty of Armani suits and sports cars and
Rolex
watches.
Oh, boy, they do. But do they care about their people?
Well, obviously they don't.
There you go.
If you're going to talk about money, how much money has the nine, no fan of the United Nations, but how many emergency funds have they released to help out in this thing, if that's possible?
Oh, no.
And Kofi Annan, he's got his own private jet, and he just came back from vacation from Ghana. Couldn't he have put a, you know, you can't tell me out of the whole continent of Africa, they can't have 10 people to put together a team to search for people?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah, that's for sure.
That we have this situation going on. We helped the world. We, in this tsunami last year, we helped them to gigantic degrees of money. And Bill Clinton's in charge of tsunami relief, which is like the fox watching the hen house. But yet, here we have our problem, and yeah, we're not getting much response from elsewhere, and that's always the case.
That's for sure. Oh, one other thing, too, and I'll let you go.
Yes.
But I'm sure you've heard of Pavlov and doing the experiments about Pavlovian dogs and ringing the bell and salivating and everything.
Yes.
I was reading a book about Pavlov, and, you know, he was doing the experiments on behavior modification. And uh-huh. then he had the dogs down in a basement. There was a big rainstorm, and the basement started to flood. Quite a few of the dogs had drowned.
Uh-huh.
And they rescued the dogs, and they, you know, they carried the cages upstairs. And then they noticed that there was some serious behavior changes in these near-death experience of the dogs that had survived. And I do seem to see a parallel between all these people that are trapped in New Orleans and near drowning and trapped in their houses and everything. And
uh-huh.
this is a prime example. We're going to see some serious Pavlovization of the people in the nation.
Well, it's frightening to me the way all this has been engineered. And I'm convinced it's been engineered. Nothing happens by mistake. And the pattern last year of the five hurricanes in Florida, and they want to turn that into a biosphere reserve, is very indicative of what's going on right now. And to watch this storm go from the south all the way up the coast, the east coast, it just fits into what James McCanny was saying yesterday regarding this thing being engineered by satellite technology and laser beams.
Yeah, the other night on the ABC Evening News, they had mentioned something that it was odd because they said this hurricane didn't come from Africa, that it just kind of popped up out of nowhere.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Very interesting.
Hey, thanks, Chris. Later.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate your call. And this is the setup in place, listeners. There is a war going on. We're in the war right now. The war is to decimate this country financially, as we're about to hit $8 trillion in our debt, listeners. $8 trillion. It's on AmericanExpose.com. Let's move to Paul in Florida. Paul, welcome to the broadcast, Paul.
Hi. How you doing, Chris?
Fine, thank you.
Just to substantiate what you've said before, I don't know if any you or any of your listeners caught George Norrie last night, the first hour on Coast to Coast, but he had a meteorologist on by the name of Scott Stevens, who used to work for NBC, and I believe he's working with a station out in Utah right now, but this gentleman is eminently qualified to comment on anything having to do with meteorology, and I didn't get his website. You can probably go to coasttocoastam.com, and you can get hooked up there.
Uh-huh.
He said that there were definite signs of weather manipulation, absolutely
yeah.
without any shadow of a doubt. And on the second, later on in the program, Richard Hoagland from enterprisemission.com chimed in on that, and he agreed with them, although their research was coming from two different directions. They both reached the same conclusion. But the question here is, I'm about 70% convinced that this was manipulated. But the question is, as always, who benefits? Who is going to benefit from all this?
Well, when you connect these dots and try to connect the dots, and you see how we're being financially decimated,
yeah.
and we're on a debt note society through the Federal Reserve System, well, there's where the people benefit. Rothschilds, London and Berlin, mm-hmm. Federal Reserve System, Rockefeller, Chase Manhattan Bank.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the global picture and the global system in place has been going on for years. I mean, look at Japan and Germany during the Second World War. Look at Sony from Japan, Standard Oil of New York. And then you see Pentagon coordinated Katrina response. What we're dealing with is a police state that is being implemented with an armed society in America that do not want to give up their firearms.
Yeah. Also, I believe it was mentioned that this kind of technology came from Russia. And if people think that the Soviet Union met its demise back in the early 90s, I think they're mistaken. Putin was a colonel or a major in the KGB.
That's correct.
I mean, you look at him. I mean, he looks like this guy looks like a demon.
He looks evil.
Yeah, he looks evil.
Yes.
I don't know if they are behind it. I think it might have something to do with the oil reserves that are probably sitting right under the city of New Orleans, because the Northern Gulf area and the whole Louisiana Bayou area is probably sopping wet with oil. If you wanted to get that stuff out, the first thing you'd have to do is get rid of the people. Now, I don't know if the Russians, let's assume they were involved in this. I don't know whether they would do this unilaterally or someone outsourced this task to the Russians. See, there's all kinds of different scenarios. When something like this happens, you sometimes have to wait 2 or 3 years for all the information to come out. But initially, I mean, if somebody did this to make a fast buck.
I don't know who right now,
but that's what's behind it.
I don't know whether it's to make a fast buck or to bring the population to its knees financially and to get us out of our automobiles, to implement Agenda 21, which is when you do your research into Agenda 21, it covers all aspects of living. Agenda 21 does, including the World Toilet Organization. So when you see these things come about, like right now, what has happened here, where, you know, most of these people are poor down there. Most of these people have car and truck payments. And what's happened to these cars and trucks? They're ruined. They're totally ruined, and yet they probably owe some of them $25,000, $30,000 on these vehicles that are ruined.
Yeah. Something I brought up with another host last night was that most of these people's property is insured by the National Flood Insurance Program. Okay? Now, if the National Flood Insurance Program pays these people off of the property, does the property revert back to the federal government? And if so, who are they going to sell it to? For oil drilling rights, maybe? I don't know.
Do you have more?
No, that's it, Dick. That's it, Chris. I just wanted to throw my 2 cents.
Well, I sure appreciate your thoughts. I would have held you over, but thank you for your thoughts. We'll continue, listeners. Much more to do. The broadcast. Hurricane in USA causes global fuel crisis. Consequences to vanish soon, it says. Hurricane Katrina, which hit the U.S. Gulf Coast, has not set a record in terms of the economic damage yet. Moreover, analysts are certain that consequences of the current oil crisis, which Katrina caused, will soon be settled. The storm became another reason to aim oil prices upwards on the world markets and initiate another discussion about the oil future of the world, according to Pravda, listeners, the propaganda machine in Russia. The unbelievable hurricane in the southeast has virtually ceased the oil extraction in the USA. The daily norm of oil shipments has been reduced by 92%. Now, what does that mean to us? How long are we away from the gas lines? And once again, the Security Council branch at the UN system has made their statements, people. Apparently, they've made their statements. As I see here, this initiative for the ECHO 92 Earth Charter, which was Agenda 21 and the Biodiversity Treaty. And they make a pressing statement. The Security Council of the UN, led by the Anglo-Saxon major nation powers, will decree that henceforth the Security Council will inform all nations that its sufferance on population has ended, that all nations have quotas for population reduction on a yearly basis, which will be enforced by the Security Council by selective or total embargo of credit, items of trade, including food and medicine, or by military force when required. And this is just a little portion of this information, which is on our website, and I call it our website, AmericanExpose.com. So here we have these situations right in front of us right now. I'm looking at the Weather Channel, or actually it's CNN now. I'm over at CNN watching with the sound off. People that are in desperate situations. The car payments, the truck payments, the exorbitant cost of a vehicle today, and every one of these cars you're looking at, submerged, are ruined. They're destroyed. So here are the pictures in place, listeners. The engineering of this has been done. Weather modification is a reality. We have it on our website. They did weather modification during the Vietnam War. It was disclosed by the Weather Channel at one time. Obviously, they said it was to flood the Ho Chi Minh Trail to keep the supply of weapons coming from the north to the south to keep it bogged down. Well, that was never a solution, listeners. The solution was to cut it off at the throat. cut off the supply of the Soviet Union and Communist China to North Vietnam. But, you know, the military channel would say, well, we were afraid to escalate the war. Well, the whole system and setup in place was engineered years ago. And here we are in 2005, not knowing we're in a war right now, thinking this is an act of God where this happened. Well, it's time we stopped this game, listeners. It's time we stopped this game of accepting what we're being told. The devastation down here is just the precursor of the devastation where you live. Whether you're on the East Coast, West Coast, you're vulnerable to a tsunami. Wherever you may be, weather manipulation can be done on us. And so here you've got thousands of people still. They have no fresh water, no food. They're starving. They're in deep straits there. A sad commentary, listeners. Be sure to support these sponsors at the network. The Pledge Line, very, very important to support the Pledge Line people. And that is 800-724-2719. Tell them what show you want the most support to go that you give. 800-724-2719. Republic Trading, 800-691-7898. 800-691-7898. And the call in, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. I won't take a call right now. We'll just wait until we get completed with the commercial pause here, because I want to connect some more dots, listeners. It's just most important to understand when you get full front page coverage on a daily basis of what's being done, and you see the work that's been manipulated, hurricane floods in New Orleans, and you see these situations with people with boats trying to rescue individuals on top of rooftops, stuck inside attics. You know, when you come to these conclusions, when you see how this is being done and driven and directed, then you come to reading from Pravda, hurricane in USA causes global fuel crisis, consequences to vanish soon, they say. Well, who created the weather anomaly and where does it come from? And you keep connecting these dots to the Security Council of the UN system. Then you get on the right track. Our military overseas, and certainly this has taken a lot of publicity away from Cindy Sheehan and her Gold Star Families for Peace, which, you know, they want to attack George Bush. Well, it's the big system in place, listeners. Secretary of Treasury, U.S. Governor of the IMF, and Secretary of the World Bank receives no compensation from the United States as a governor of the IMF or the World Bank. So where's the allegiance of the Secretary of Treasury, listeners? To the United States of America or to the UN system? Where's our military today? The global cop for the UN system overseas. Will we have foreigners coming to our country, foreign military coming to our country? Soon, that will be happening. When? Hard to determine. We'll be back with your calls. Stay with us. Okay, we continue. From Pravda, the hurricane with a sweet woman's name, Katrina, gave rise to a panic in the expert community. Some experts believe that the sudden and almost the total reduction of the oil extraction in the USA will eventually bring an immense damage to U.S. economy, from high prices on fuel to the overall decrease in the national industrial output. Well, duh, listeners. All by design, I say. Any disagreements? You're welcome to disagree with me. I like disagreement. I like controversy. Let's take Roger in Pennsylvania. Roger, welcome to the broadcast.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. Of course, there's no excuse for packing all that refining and offloading capacity just down there alone.
They had refineries in Oklahoma that they shut down years ago they could be using right now.
There you go. Hey, I should be embarrassed to say I caught 2+ hours of the George Norrie and his meteorologist and Richard C. Hoagland guests last night, every syllable of it, all three of them, of course, spiritual occultists. they were having quite a moronic convergence. That's a play on harmonic convergence, of course. Don't you know that, you know, about the ability of thought to control reality, that, you know, and then the quantum realm, don't you know? So it's wrapped in the language of science, of course. I hope everybody looks up the words scientistic or scientism in their dictionaries to distinguish those things from real science. And you had sort of a reductionism of spiritual factors to purely physical ones. Well, not exactly in this case. You may recall about the ability to retrain the mind away from perverse sexualities. And they've given a name to this that's been validated through either secular or Christian precepts. But they've described the postulated quantum zero effect. Now, what takes place, what one can do to retrain their own mind, of course, is worlds away from having an effect on larger physical reality, is it not? I mean, external physical reality, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I just, and it's the same trick, the scientism is the same trick they use to push the now intellectually bankrupt theories of evolution. And I pulled this great quote from Orwell out of a wretched book, and I thought it was very timely.
Uh-huh.
Orwell says, "We have now sunk to the depth where the restatement of the obvious is the duty of intelligent men." I don't know which book that comes from, but...
Well, that's a great help.
Yeah, well, not so important, I guess, but maybe my didactic posture isn't quite as boring, or even if it is, it's still necessary. I'll leave that for others to decide.
But your pontificating is very pregnant, thank you.
Hey, but I don't mind the speculation in passing. I think it's an overall good thing, as you've done it towards, you know, in the beginning of the show, about the effects. But if I could lapse into not so much a contrarian, but let's say conventional paradigm view, is, as another meteorologist pointed out, we are now coming out of a 40-year, every 40 years you have these cycles, so we are now coming out of the lull of 40 years of the hurricanes substantially being turned off.
Mm.
And the only real difference today, why this is such a big disaster, is all the heretofore unprecedented development in that whole region. And, and so it wouldn't be maybe one-tenth a disaster 40 years ago, because you didn't have one-tenth of physical plant down there, including homes and everything else.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how exactly the numbers shake out, but that's what makes this such a big disaster, is all the building. You know, the speculations are fine. I just have my doubts about the ability, even with megawatts of power generation and HAARP programs, I think you can certainly and repeatedly harass relatively small areas, like with the chemtrails and such. I'm thinking to do that over substantial portions of a planet would take, like, literally trillions of dollars in various chemicals or electricity costs alone. And while I'm sure the Illuminati's have a lot at their disposal to play with us on that score, even that, I think, is beyond their abilities to cause these physical effects as such. I think you can make nudging alterations, but I have my doubts that it would be any more than to steer a hurricane even more than a degree off course. And I'll leave it at that, and God bless.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your statements. Let's go to TJ in Minnesota. Welcome to the broadcast, TJ.
Yes, thank you, Roger.
Roger, please, Dodger.
Roger, we love you, but you need to do your homework on Chris's website and link to Carnicom and begin to realize that there's a new type of avionic warfare called ionization and ionization enhancement. And Mr. McKinney referred to that in his dialogue yesterday, and I checked out science, as you instructed me to, and it means knowledge versus ignorance, though it begins with theory. Well, these theories are rife with facts and reality. And if there's one time that we don't need to try to debunk George Norrie, it's his broadcast last night, wherein he, in fact, by statement or innuendo, agreed with Scott Stevens and his buddy, his Mars buddy, Richard Hoagland. This was, in fact, a purely man-made, man-orchestrated UN Soviet event. They didn't mention the UN much, but it's not named Katrina for naught. Hey, for your new listeners, you mentioned two things at the beginning of the show. You mentioned that World Toilet Organization once again, Chris, and I'll bet you there's people listening that think that was some kind of spoofy remark by this talk show host, and I assure them it's not, and I received a broadcast out of Sweden or Canada the other day. The UN World Toilet Organization is going to have a meeting, its meeting, in September in Belfast, Northern Ireland. And sorry, folks, it's the real deal. They don't just want to control your mind, the air you breathe, the weather around you, the price you pay for gas, your whole economic system. They want to control your toilets, too.
Good for you for doing that research for us.
Yes, well, anytime, Chris, you know that. And the weather war is a literal one. People, you know, so I'll bet you there's people that like to watch video games of aircraft battles. They can literally do that just about anywhere in the United States when the normal operations are up, and they'll be amazed at the types, configurations of aircraft they will see doing extraordinary FAA illegal activity. And when George Bush took office, we had over 6,000 tanker jets over the lower 48. Now he's boosted the tanker production recommendation. So, and then you combine that with the Canadian forces and the UN NATO forces, and you've got enough to move a couple hurricanes at a time, I'm sorry to say. But your website and your link to Carnicom, thank God for George Norrie's broadcast last night. That impacted another 10 million people or so on the reality of weather modification, which ruins your lungs, your memory capability, and now it's ruined New Orleans, Louisiana, and I got to get back to what I do. God bless you, and I'm out.
Thank you, TJ. Appreciate it. He's right, and there's the problem, people. We are kept in the dark. I have no gripe against other talk show hosts. I don't have any reason to hate or dislike them. I don't know them. But anyone that brings about the truth and documented information, and the emanation of that comes from the State Department, the UN, the Pentagon, etc., there's where your documentation comes from. Sourced information is one thing, documentation is another. But the fact of the matter is that we have this weather modification site on our website, AmericanExpose.com, owning the Weather 2025 by the Air Force. They took it down. Well, we saved it, or Darren did, and it's up again. And I would say owning the Weather 2005 is more appropriate. Let's go to John in Florida. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm fine, and you?
Oh, great. Long time no talk. Appreciate
you
being back on the air. I used to talk to you years ago.
Thank you.
I'm going to think outside the box for a minute. Number one, I predicted a long time ago, don't know how long ago, but a long time ago, that if we take a look from above and look how the technologies of biometrics, national ID cards, et cetera, the whole thing,
yes,
as we are in the police state, and we'll be moving further into it as they're going to tighten it down and getting into sustainable living and all that, these events are to coincide with the eventual rationing of fuel.
Yep.
And when that rationing...
And food.
Well, right now, fuel. I'm on fuel.
Yeah.
When we're on the fuel rationing, it will coincide as we receive the technology to be rationed with it as it's to be rationed to us.
Yeah.
You follow me there?
Oh, boy.
Okay. And outside the box thinking here, I believe that this event, as it will be looked at as an event, not just a hurricane, will be a turning point in what will be described as the propaganda of the Matrix, how we are visually seeing it to set up the actual event, which is on its way for our own country.
Mm-hmm.
This is that kind of precursor to it, such as the tsunami was back in January, that these huge events now are penetrating the consciousness of everybody to handle this huge destruction of everything.
Yeah, it's to pull us into shortages, and the shortages start with the fuel. Once the fuel is on a short leash, put it that way, once the fuel is shortened, then everything skyrockets from there. The food, and then what are you going to have before long, before you can go to the market to buy your food at Walmart, more than likely? You'll have to have your vaccination certificates up to date. And there's the serumizing of America.
I don't know if you heard this, but at the 2 o'clock hour, they did announce that 500 buses are going to be taking people to Texas.
From this area, you mean?
From the New Orleans? I say New Orleans because that's central, okay?
Uh-huh.
500 buses are on their way, however they get there, are going to be taking the people, whomever they are, to different locations in Texas.
And then they'll be coming to Oklahoma. You can see the pattern. These people, over a million people displaced, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have to be dispersed throughout this country because it's going to take years to rebuild this area that's been devastated.
True. Yes, very true.
So they're going to relocate in different parts of this country and maybe choose to stay there because of the tremendous burden that's been put on them and their families with nothing now. They're left with nothing.
Right. And I'm going to make this last comment and do appreciate all your work you do for everybody. Is I did call this one again 1 week before it hit. I did make my call here locally that it was going to go there. And also before Ivan went in, I also called that one about 8 days before it went in.
So you're on top of it.
Well, I'm not saying I am, but I just made my calls and they came through.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll call you back.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it. We're about to hit a commercial pause. Let's take Troy in a moment. Let's connect some dots here. Sustainable development and natural hazard mitigation, dated January 1999. And on page 8, they talk about defining sustainable development and hazard mitigation. While the literature is replete with definitions of sustainable development, the one that is nearly universally accepted today emanates from the report published in 1987 by the United Nations World Commission on Environment and Development entitled Our Common Future, commonly referred to as the Brundtland Report. Sustainable development is, quote, development that meets the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs, end quote. They continue. There are also myriad interpretations of what constitutes hazard mitigation, but one standard definition used by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, describes natural hazard mitigation as, quote, any action taken to reduce or eliminate the long-term risk to human life and property from natural hazards, end quote. This can involve a variety of activities ranging from minor structural changes to an existing building that make it more resistant to the impacts of natural hazards, such as extra nails or to hold roofing material in place during high winds, to major avoidance policies that permanently remove particularly hazardous areas from the development marketplace, such as public acquisition of hazardous sites. Then they talk about shared principles of sustainable development and hazard mitigation. Neither sustainable development nor hazard mitigation are brand new ideas. Yet it is not until recently that these concepts have become widely recognized as legitimate, doable principles to be incorporated into decision making. And it is not even more recently that the two concepts have been coupled as complementary methods for reaching the same broad goals. While the concept of sustainable development may be wider in scope, both concepts clearly have many salient aspects in common. Now, this is Darren Weeks' information and documentation. But I continue. The first such important common element is the recognition that these are qualitative concepts and do not necessarily involve quantitative measures. Sustainable development communicates a concern with what kind of development rather than how much, while hazard mitigation encourages development that is built to standards designed to withstand likely hazard impacts and is located in areas to minimize these impacts. Neither principle necessarily proposes a no-growth policy for communities to become less vulnerable and more sustainable. Rather, these concepts advocate for the safe accommodation of future population rise through conscientiously controlled growth and development. The second common bond between the concepts of sustainable development and hazard mitigation involves the ethic of conservation and preservation. Natural hazard mitigation calls for conservation of natural and ecologically sensitive areas, such as wetlands, floodplains, and dunes, features which enable the environment to effectively and cost-effectively absorb some of the impact of hazardous events. Now, this goes on, and it gets more and more revealing, where they can take ruined situations and turn them into sustainable communities, and that's exactly what's going to happen here, listeners. No more growth on the coast, no more rebuilding on the coast, sustainable communities in the future, and off-limit areas for human use as well. We'll continue with your calls. We'll bring up Troy and more. Stay with us. Back, Pentagon coordinated Katrina response, largely coordinated by the U.S. Northern Command. All of the military services are participating in what many say is the largest domestic disaster relief effort in years. The military is mainly providing search and rescue, medical help, and supplies in support of the operation, the FEMA operation, they say. And certainly, this is amazing. As we are spending billions of dollars in the Middle East, billions of dollars, our debt ceiling is about to reach $8 trillion in America. Does anything make sense to you people at this point in time? Troy in New York, welcome to the broadcast.
You were talking about the money.
Amen.
The unpayable debt. I wonder if people understand why it's unpayable.
Tell us.
Sorry?
Let us know.
Well, because it's a debt token money. If you look at it, it's just paper. It doesn't even promise to pay anything of value, gold or silver.
Right.
Therefore, it's a token money. It's like Monopoly money, the game.
Yes.
So it's a Monopoly money because you must use it and no other. It's the Monopoly mark of the beast. Anyway, what it is a token money could work, but not if it's loaned into existence, not if the public borrows it. Because what happens is this. We were betrayed by our Congress in 1913 and every year thereafter.
Amen.
And so what we do, I don't mean me borrowing from you or you from me. I mean all of us together, the American public, borrow our money from our true king, which is an anonymous and irresponsible king, a corporate king called the central bank.
Yes.
And the agent that the Parliament or Congress is the agent that borrows this money in our name.
Mm-hmm.
If you just look at it, only principal is created and loaned, not interest. So just do the math. At 5% interest, in 20 years, all of the interest, all of the loan, the principal, is going back to its original source and ultimate destination, which is the central banksters, you see? They only loan principal, and yet they demand principal and interest in return. Interest doesn't exist. And so the interest payments evaporate the principal, just like in those nature films where during a drought.
Mm-hmm.
So at 10% interest, all the money is gone in 10 years. At 20% interest, all the money is gone. At 5% interest, all the money is gone in 20 years. You see? So it's a trap. It's a money trap. The only way the people cannot be trapped by this debt is never to take it. In other words, at the moment that the money is first given to the public, for the public to say, you know what, I changed my mind. Here, take this money back. I don't want it anymore. Because as soon as interest accrues, it increases, it eats up the principal. So over time, you see, this is why 10 times, 20 times, 30, 40, 50 times more money is owed than actually exists. Okay, so if we were to do the math and divide the national debt by the amount of actual paper dollars in circulation, we would find that it 50 or more times is owed than exists. Okay, so this is the trap. This is the beast. This is its money. What does this mean? This means that if we collected every dollar in the world or in the country and gave it back to the beast, to the central banksters, we would still owe 49 times more money.
Yes.
See what I'm saying?
So the bottom line is we don't owe anything.
Yes, but the bottom line is it was a trap from the beginning.
Before we were conceived, it was a trap before we even conceived.
Yeah, we were betrayed by our Congress.
Yes.
By an evil corporation that makes this beastly money, which only loans principal but not interest. So over time, it's like trying to get out of a, it's like a mastodon trying to get out of a tar pit.
There you go.
Can't. You just sink and sink and sink into it. And maybe sometime when there's time, I could let the people know that there's a way out of this.
Okay, hold on. Stay on. We'll be back.